Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today we will cover some ARC and PLC endorsements, talk about First Hollow stem in wheat, and congratulate all the county 4-H'ers that competed in the Multi-County Club Days on February 22nd. But first, did you know that March is National Nutrition Month? A time to celebrate the vital role that nutrition plays in our overall health and well-being. The theme for 2025 is Food Connects Us, and this year we should explore how the foods we eat connect with our health, our culture, our families, and our communities. Food is more than just fuel for our body. It plays an essential role in supporting our health, preventing chronic diseases, and improving quality of life we live. From childhood to adulthood, the nutrients we get from the foods we eat are crucial for growth, energy, and disease prevention. Food is a powerful tool, and we highlight its strengths at most family gatherings throughout the year. This March, let's take the time to reflect on the ways food brings us together and commit to making nutritious choices that support a healthier future. In my ag news, farmers have to decide in their decisions on ARC or PLC for the 2025 crop. Producers have until April 15th to make their farm program selections for crops to be harvested in 2025. Both agricultural risk coverage, or ARC, and price loss coverage, PLC, are offering higher price benchmarks this year. Remember, the payments for the 2025 crop year will not be paid until October of 2026. Once the 2025 county yields are determined and market year average price is known. So a lot can happen between the market prices between now and then. In my wheat news, cattle should be removed from wheat pastures when the crop reaches first hollow stem. Grazing wheat past this stage can severely affect wheat yields. KSRE monitors first hollow stem each week on all the different varieties at the South Hutchison Research Center. During the month of February, no variety has reached the first hollow stem, and no variety had even started to elongate their hollow stem. KSRE will continue to update first hollow stem each week throughout the spring. In my 4-H news, last week our McPherson County 4-H'ers competed in Newton at the Multi-County Club Days, along with showing their skills in pickle power, horticulture ID, photography judging, and ag skills competition. 43 members showed off their skills in the areas of reading, public speaking, project talks, demonstrations or illustrated talks, along with performing music pieces and real videos. 9 county 4-H'ers were selected overall champions. Congratulations goes to all that participated in this annual event. In more 4-H news, I will be hosting a youth quality care of animals training for all livestock members on March 14th at 11 a.m. here at the Extension office. This hour-long training will allow 4-H'ers to gain the YQCA certificate needed for the next 4-H year. Register online for the March 14th, 11 a.m. training, and the cost is $3. In my Extension news, Ag in the Classroom will be visiting all the grade schools from within McPherson County this next week to display its dairy presentation. The milk unit is one of my personal favorites and is structured for class learning, but also includes a dairy cow and the mobile unit. It's through this that students view the milking process firsthand. Students learn the complete process of dairy farming, growing the proper foods so that the dairy cow produces nutritious milk. Appropriately, students will be served flavored milk from the Hildebrandt Dairy in Junction City. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension office at 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions.